Blog Talk Radio. Baby, you and music. Welcome to another edition of Progressive News Weekly. Thank you for taking the time out to tune in once again. My name is Daryl Clark, and yes, you are at the right place at the right time. Here on Progressive News Weekly, we bring you news and information that's gathered from around the country and even on occasion from around the world. It's news you can use, news that's for you, by you, and of you, as our Constitution alludes to with regard to this country. Although there are some, yours truly, notwithstanding, that would say that's not always the case. And we address many of those issues right here on Progressive News Weekly. We're here Thursdays, typically 6:30 until 7:30, but this evening, we have a special early impromptu programming. We're going to talk a little bit about that in just a moment when we bring on our first special guest. And so, I have to stop at this time and say I'd be remiss if I didn't say thank you. You are again at the right place and the right time. And my name is Daryl Clark, your host on Thursday evenings, Progressive News Weekly, keeping it live and keeping it real all the time. We appreciate those of you who send the emails out and tell us of news or topics or guests that are not getting the air time that they deserve because, you see, mainstream media is not going to present much of the information that you'll get on Progressive News Weekly. So we ask that you continue to reach out to us, and if you'd like to, send us an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com. And we'll certainly take a look at your information, the guest, the topic. We're going to vet it because when we bring it here, you can be sure that it's grounded in truth. So, yeah, we're going to vet the information. We're going to look into it, and we'll reach out to you and or the guest and have some dialogue. And if it's something truly that needs to be aired to the public, we're going to bring it, and we're going to bring it live. So this evening, without further ado, we have a couple of guests, and I love it when I have programming like I do tonight, because you see, both of my guests tonight just so happen to be individuals that I have a great deal of personal respect for. Personal respect for, I have to say that again. It reminds me of my homeboy, Arsenio Hall, and of course, many of you know I'm a Cleveland, Ohio, bred and born, true and blue, and Arsenio Hall, as many others from Ohio who have made mainstream, are as well. And I remember when he aired, he took no greater pleasure than when he had someone on the program that he was familiar with, a friend, and he used to say, I just can't believe, let me pinch myself. I can't believe he might have the stylistics or the Delphonics on. For all those of you who are not old school, those are some old school groups. And I guess I'm just bringing up a musical guest because tonight we're going to have a bit of a musical entourage, so to speak, that's going to be joining us. And so, as I said, I just remember back, you know, in the day when my homeboy Arsenio had his night late night programming, and he had no greater pleasure than when he had someone on who was a friend or someone that he could sit down and really just have some fun with, but yet share some really pertinent information. And tonight is that kind of a night. I have someone that's going to come on, and we got to get her on the air quickly. If you are on my email list, you know who I'm talking about. I'm talking about Miss Pat Fields. Now, some of you may not be familiar with Pat Fields, but by the time we're done this evening, you'll have a little better familiarity. And frankly, I'm going to let you know, I'm going to put her on the spot because I definitely need to have Pat back on this airwaves because she's got so much to share. But without further ado, Let me just give a little bit of background. First of all, she's a CEO of her own company, Meeting of the Minds. Now, you know that's real. She's also a promoter. She's done so much. Her bio reads like a who's who. And we've actually crossed paths in a corporate way many years ago. But she's done promoting around the world is all I can say for you right now. And she is airing live with us, folks. Did you hear? I said live. That's right. And so she was gracious enough to come on and do an interview with us from one of her concerts that happened to be local. And she's going to talk a little bit about promoting, talk a little bit about the event. I know a lot of local folks right here in the tri-state area tune in. So in case you didn't know about this concert, you will afterwards. Pat, are you with us?
I am here. Hi, Daryl, and hi, family. How are you?
Pat, I know you are scrambling and doing your thing. You're in the midst of putting on another event, one of your many that you've done for the last several decades. I know I only have about 10 minutes, and we talked a few days ago, and you said, Daryl, I'd be willing to come on because, you know, I'm going to head over to the concert myself and talk a little bit about promoting and the importance of doing community events and programming. And, of course, we only have a little while, so Pat, I'm going to put you on the spot because, you know, I love you like a sister. Would you come back and do a little bit more elaboration of this topic?
Oh, I'd be more than happy to do that for you.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about, first of all, what's going on this evening in Plainfield, New Jersey, in the community, and how you are involved with it.
Well, I will just say that this is the 18th year that this thing has gone on in Plainfield, New Jersey, and it is the annual Music in the Park concert. Now, in the past 16 years, I always held this concert on South Avenue across the street from Dairy Queen. And it was quite a successful event there. And we would bring to the community mainstream, highly professional artists that go around the world singing. And they came right to Plainfield because they love Plainfield. So actors, artists like Reagan and Brown and Blue Magic and Gerald Austin and GQ. If you name the artists, they
you
probably
know I know.
Have been here. Yes.
Yes.
So
yes,
we also do a Plainfield Idol competition. And I will tell you, we just finished the competition a few minutes ago. Four young ladies that were absolutely phenomenal, and I don't even know if I could be part of the audience judging because it's so, the young people were so amazing. Oh my gosh. So it's, you know, just a thrill, just a thrill. A lot of talent in these babies in Plainfield, New Jersey. The Idol competition is for ages 8 to 18, and they're not professionals. So we're just happy, you know, that they can have this opportunity. Several of them have actually won at the Apollo after having been here.
That's right. Yeah, you've had a couple winners that have gone on to the Apollo. That's very true. Pat, you do a worldwide programming and promoting, but talk a little bit about the importance of community and giving back. You know, we're internet radio, so we have listeners as far as Vegas. We have some Canadian listeners, some folks in Texas and Midwest and around the country. As well as our local listeners. And so just to broaden the topic, you are doing benevolent work, always have, and I suspect always will. What's the importance of that for our community and our culture?
Our community, it really means that people get the opportunity to do things they might not ever do. And what I have always found in the history of my being is that if you do something that you really like to do, you'll be very good at it. And if you do it for free, at some point, somebody might hire you to do it. Or maybe you will turn it into your entrepreneurship business. But the give back is really what makes your heart feel good at the end of any day. And I guess 50 years ago, it has been my policy to make sure that whatever I do, if I can share anything, I want to share it. So I have the Teen Parent Program. That's a 25-year program in Plainfield High School where we've helped young people stay in school, graduate, 90% graduation rate over 25 years of all the seniors. And and it's because the kids look at me as a single parent, which I was, and they can't tell me something different from what they've gone through. If, when you're sharing from your heart and you're not telling a lie about it, it makes it really good for everybody because they can see a way that they're going to be able to succeed as well.
You know, you do such benevolent work, and I know it's an encouragement for those, not just in our tri-state area, New Jersey, New York, Pennsylvania, Connecticut, but around the country to hear your story, to encourage people and give them that motivation if they have that thought that maybe they want to get involved. I believe, you know, to hear your story, maybe just that impetus to make them just take that step and say, you know what, let me get involved. Because, you know, I've always believed that change comes from within. We can't rely on government or society to do for us. In fact, we're a grassroots nation.
Hold on, you know what, they're calling me right now. Can you do something?
Okay, so it's live.
I just need to.
You got to run, Pat, because I understand.
Yeah, a little bit over. Can't be in the center. Sorry.
Pat is live. So, Pat,
you have to run for me on the stage.
Okay. Pat, thank you so much. Pat, I'll be reaching out to you. We're going to do a live interview with you being the headline of the program. Thank you. And I'll just share with the listeners what you're doing. All right. We've been
listening
to. We have been talking with Ms. Pat Field. Thank you, Pat.
Thank you so much.
We have been. We'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right. We have been talking with Pat Field. That was live, folks. That was live. You heard her. She's in the midst of a concert, and it doesn't get any better than that. So we have to thank her for, you know, taking that time out. I believe this concert is not Yolanda Adams, Gerald Albright. Let's see. Who does she have tonight? She has Blue Magic on tonight on this concert, and she also has Ray Goodman and Brown. But Pat Fields is truly a community advocate. And because I was speaking with her last week and earlier in the week about the concert, because it's kind of a big deal. It's a free concert in the park. And as I said, I go back a few years back to corporate when she was doing corporate promotions for the same company I worked for, AT&T, some 30 blah, 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 years ago. And at that time, interesting, I was doing community involvement for the corporation. And we both kind of took off and what we did then and continue. You know, if something's in your heart and like she said, in your spirit, you're going to be good at it and you're going to continue with it. So I just wish her all the best. And if you're listening from the tri-state area, especially in the New Jersey area, the concert typically goes on into about 10 or 11 o'clock. It's a nice night out. It's a beautiful night here in New Jersey. They were projecting showers and it looks like they kind of blew over. So come on out to Milt Campbell Field and beautiful Plainfield, New Jersey. If you have an event going on in your area, whether it's, as I said, California, Nevada, Texas, Ohio, New York, Pennsylvania, or anywhere in between, Georgia, I always get in trouble because I forget, you know, one of my states where I have a lot of listeners. Reach out and let me know, and I'd be loved to give you some airtime to promote your event. And you can let your listeners know you're going to be promoting it, send it out, and have some fun with it, folks. That's what this is all about. This is live radio, and we support you as you support us, and we support one another, and we all grow together. So let me know when you got something going on. Drop me an email to Daryl, D-A-R-R-Y-L, underscore C-L-A-1-8 at MSN.com. And then I'll send you out my phone number, and we'll talk and make it happen and put it on the airwaves nationally. Okay, then. You who are on my mail list know who our extra, extra, extra special guest is. Not that anyone else is not special, but next guest is a guest that tunes in with us on every month or 6-week basis, truly nationally recognized. It's a treat when we have Dr. Wright on with us. And tonight he agreed to come on impromptu for our early programming, because as you see, we did start early tonight. So I hope we didn't miss too many of our listeners. I did put the announcement out, and I sent out some text messages. And so if you're in the archives and you're listening and you say, I missed that, my apologies. But we did have an impromptu early programming. And should we do that again, we'll really try to get the notices out a lot sooner. But this evening we do have Dr. Wright, Dr. Craig Wright, our resident numerologist and metaphysicist. He's going to talk a little bit about metaphysics, because a lot of people don't understand that science, that art, and what that's all about. And he's also going to talk about a few notables who were born in the month of August. And he'll take your calls as well if you would like to share a birth date with him. So if you would like to share a birth date of yourself or a loved one or a friend to just get a little insight or give them some insight, dial 347-838-9142. And I can tell you that he is most enlightening. Dr. Wright has predicted marriages. He's predicted books. He's predicted businesses starting. So I know he doesn't like me to say predict it, as he would like to say. All he does is give an insight as to what the numbers indicate is potentially something that could occur. It's like a wind. If you don't put your sail up, he'll say, it doesn't matter which way the wind is blowing. But he may be able to give you an insight as to which way that wind will be blowing at a certain period of time based on the numbers. So we'll be bridging in Dr. Craig Wright in a not too distant time, in a few moments, in fact. You know, I'd be remiss if I didn't reflect back on some of the previous shows. Last week, we had a very, very special programming, and we were talking about natural health a few weeks ago. I want to come back to that and the importance of that, and the fact that we have a very strong response from a number of listeners, some of which and many of which know that natural health is my background over the last 17 years. And some of which did not know, but seemed to really appreciate that. And so I would be remiss if I didn't say we will be speaking to natural health pretty much on every program. Suffice it to say, we had an early start this evening, and Dr. Wright is in the wings waiting, and his time is so important. He has so much to share. But your homework this week, between now and next week, is just simply to note. When you're in the grocery store, note non-GMO, genetically modified organisms. When you pick up a product, especially in the internal aisles, because when you're in the external, you're talking, you know, breads, fruits, vegetables, produce, if you will. But when you're in the inside aisles, that's where you got to be more careful. You know, where you got the things in cans and jars and bottles. You have to really look at the ingredients on those inside aisles. I want you to be conscious of the sugar content, the sodium or salt content, and whether or not it is genetically modified and whether or not it contains high fructose corn syrup, which is becoming more and more acknowledged to be a precursor to lead to a prevalence, especially for those who are more prone to that, to high blood sugar. So let's be very, very vigilant about that and very careful about that, folks, if you will. Because remember, starches convert to sugar. And a starch is a potato, a rice, a pasta, a bread. Those are starches. And if you think you're cutting back on sugar because you're cutting back on cake or cookies, but yet you're just really gorging out on corn or pasta, mashed potatoes, especially white potatoes, you're in effect, you're feeding that sugar bug. So be very careful about the carbs. So with that said, that's my little quick blurb. I want to get to our special guest, my mentor, my friend, colleague, Dr. Craig Wright, who is just such a joy to have met over the decade and be able to collaborate with. Dr. Wright, I believe, is in studio. Dr. Wright, are you there?
Yes, I am, Darrell.
How are you doing, Dr. Wright? How are things going? How's the summer treating you and yours?
Doing just fine, thank you. Appreciate your asking. Also appreciate having the opportunity to be back on the program.
Well, it's always a joy. You know, if I go too long, I'm missing you, but then my callers start beating me up. Okay, what's going on? It's true. It is true, and I could certainly understand why, because you know whenever you're on, it is truly always it's just always a treat, you know, getting some insight about what numbers can bring. You know, we talked last time that you were on about the misnomers of numbers and the naysayers that, you know, want to say, you know, that it's sacrilegious. And I think you put a lot of that to rest when, you know, the way that you, you know, you outline how numbers are used in the Bible. They go all the way back to the beginning of time in terms of being used. And so we appreciate that. Then you spoke a little bit about metaphysics and what metaphysics really is about, the science of metaphysics, the art of metaphysics, and so appreciate that as well. What I like, go ahead, Dr. Wright. Dr. Wright?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying something. You were trying to say something. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Oh no, I was
listening to you. So I wanted, you know, last month we had talked about getting some famous August birthdays, and we had some callers and we didn't get to really do that. And I know we're coming in a little bit earlier. We're going to see how this works, but I, you know, we'll probably go back to our regular 6:30 programming. But for August birthdays, a couple stand out for me, and I'd like if you would, before we get into, you know, the programming more, if you could give us a little insight on these two individuals. One would be Barack Obama. I think he's born August 4th, if I'm not mistaken. He's August 4th, and I have to get you that birth date. Barack Obama, August 4th. He's 56. I'll have to get that information while I'm speaking here. And then, of course, Michael Jackson. And I'd like to just get some insight what the numbers really say about him. Oh, Barack Obama, August 4th, 1961. And, of course, I'll come back and I'll give you Michael Jackson's birth year as well. But what do the numbers say about this unique man, Barack Obama?
Okay, well, the first thing that stands off that's noticeable is that his month and his year are both the same. His month and his year. He's born in August, and his year, 1 + 9 + 6 + 1, add up to 17. What I'm doing now is reference in Psalms 90, verse 12, where Moses writes, "Teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom." I am numbering Barack Obama's days. This is the system that was established in ancient Egypt, and information about this system was both revealed and concealed in the holy writings that we refer to as the Bible today. Psalms 90, verse 12 refers to it. In fact, the fourth book of the Bible is all about numbers. So number four is a symbol for orderliness. Orderliness. Things come into physical manifestation under the number four. This information is provided in the scripture because God created the earth on the fourth day. So anything having to do with the earth, physical manifestation, is under the number four. And it's a symbol for orderliness. If you can remember the time when Barack Obama became president, we needed some orderliness in America.
Yeah.
Businesses
oh, yeah.
were shutting down. It was, people tend to forget. The real estate market had crashed. The housing market had crashed. The auto industry, U.S.
Mm-hmm.
auto industry, was on the brink of disaster. And in comes the number four. Now, the fact that those two numbers match means Barack Obama is an old soul.
Mm-hmm.
He's an old soul. He's been here many, many times before. Now, let's add his month, his day, and his year. We're going to number his days. 8 + 4 = 12. And we already added up his year, which was a 17. I'm going to add the whole number just to differentiate it from the number 8. 1 + 7 = 8. But in this case, I want to use that number 17, 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 1. When I add 17 to 12, I get 29, and 2 plus 9 is 11. Okay? 11 is a master number. It's called the master teacher. It's a number of high moral values and principles. Hence, we see the pendulum has swung. The number 11 is a master teacher and the master of revelation. It's associated with the word wisdom and light. So whenever there's a period of darkness, God will send in a light. The name Jesus is a number 11. And he proclaimed himself to be the light of the world. This, of course, after he too had studied with the masters in the mystery schools of Egypt when the angels told Joseph and Mary to take him to Egypt to get away from this madman who's killing all the firstborn. So he too studied numerology and continued to practice through exercising name changes. It's well noted in the scripture that Jesus did that. So Barack Obama is a number 29, 2 plus 9 is 11, and at the time when we needed it the most, during the darkest period in American history since I've been born, God sent in a light. And if I'm not mistaken, speaking of the number 29, Michael Jackson was born on the 29th.
Yep, that's so true. That's very interesting. So that 11 comes back. And I remember you talking about 11s, Dr. Wright, something about that 11?
Well, yes, it's called the Master Teacher Vibration, and it's a symbol for light and wisdom. Light and wisdom. There are many 11s. There's the 11, the 29, the 38, the 47, the 56. Numbers that add up to 11. So they differ in that, but basically the 11 is here to shed light, darkness. So the 11 always shows up during the most troubling times. It's also an entrepreneurial vibration, so expect to see President Obama to do very well financially. Now he has president on his resume. But for him, it's only the beginning. He's moving into the number 17, which is kicking in around age 50 for him, 52. And that 17 is going to enable him to do a lot of philanthropic work. And he'll probably be even a greater agent for change outside of the system than he was within it.
Dr. Wright, I've forgotten. Where did the 17 come in again, please? Forgive me.
When we add up the numbers in Barack Obama's year, 1961,
mm-hmm.
1 plus 9 plus 6 and 1, equals 17.
Okay. So his year is 17. I got you. And when you add in the other two, you get the 29.
Yes, 17 plus 12.
Well, yeah.
Which is August the 4th.
Wow. Michael Jackson, if we can, is born in 58. So he's August 29th, 1958.
Okay, well, first of all, you know, we already hit on that 29. It's a number of truth and light and wisdom. And Michael Jackson certainly championed a lot of causes with his music. People called him soft. People told him he wasn't hard. It's not what he was about. He was about using his music to spread the idea and concepts of universal love. And when we add up his month and day, 8 plus 29 is 37. In his year, add it up, 1958. If you're doing this at home, don't add it up 58. You have to put the 19 in there with it. So 1 plus 9 is 10, plus 5 and 8, that adds up to 23. We add it together, 37 and 23 is 60, and 6 plus 0 is 6. The number 6 is associated with all of humanity. It is the love vibration, the number 6. In the Old Testament, it was the sixth day that God created people. So the number 6 has to do with teaching people, counseling people, anything that will help and uplift humanity comes under the number 6. It's the number of service. In the New Testament, we find the story of a great master who turned 6 vessels of water into wine. Being the great master that he was, it could have been any number of vats of water that he could turn into wine. So the most relevant aspect of that story is the number 6. By studying the story, we find out about the 6. First of all, it was at a wedding. And at a wedding, you find family. So people who were born on the 6th, 15th, or 24th, are very, very interested and love to be with family. Of course, we know they started off as the Jackson 5. That's the number 6. Now, there's also a rescuing aspect element that comes into play under the number 6, and that comes from the fact that after the water was turned into wine, everyone chilled out. You see, you just didn't give a party and run out of wine. It was not done. So people were upset. They were highly upset that this person had done that. But once the water was turned into wine, everyone calmed down and the party went on. In fact, the new wine was better than the first. It was a custom of the day to get people drunk, then bring out your old wine. The second wine you serve is always the bitter wine, the stuff that was going bad, almost vinegar. They're drunk, Daryl. They won't even notice. Let's get rid of the bad stuff. But this wine at this guy's party was sweeter than the first. So everybody said, oh, you just fooled us, to make it more dramatic. And he went from being a zero to a hero because of the sweet, sweet second wine that he served. So this was a rescue. So people born in the six are rescuers. They're rescuing people in need. They're healing, rescuing. And this was the type of music that Michael produced, and that's why he was greeted all around the world because of his love and compassion. The number six is the number of the servant, and it's, the scripture tells us the six, the servant will be the greatest among you. So definitely Michael Jackson, great soul. Martin Luther King Jr., born the 15th, 1 plus 5 is 6. Great soul.
Mm. Wow.
And Michael Jackson had the zero. He was a 60. Can't leave this out. He had the zero with him, and zero is a symbol for God.
Wow. Okay. God sent, possibly.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Of course.
Yes, sir. Yes, we all are. But when the zero shows up, it means an awareness of and the ability to use that force. The force was with him. And those who are listening, if you're listening to the show or listening in the archives, if you haven't had a chance to, make sure you get out to Vegas and check out The One. Look at the Michael Jackson show. That's put on by Cirque Soleil.
Oh, wow.
You will feel his presence, I assure you.
Okay. Okay. Definitely. That's a good heads up. That's a very good heads up. We have listeners from Vegas. I was there, last year, and I met so many people. And every week there's someone listening in from Vegas. So. Yeah, I know they can appreciate that for sure. If you're out there listening, you want to comment, please feel free. So I've got a text, and so I want to I'm gonna veer a little bit from our celebrities of the month. We have a birth date, Britton Robinson, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, Robinson, R-O-B-I-N-S-O-N, born 8/15 of 90. 8/15/1990.
Okay. We have a great soul that has checked in. excellent segue. We're just talking about the number six. And Britton's is the 15th. 1 + 5 = 6. Also, the vowel total in Britton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, if I spelled that correctly, the vowel total would be an I and an O. And the I and the O, the I is the 9th letter, the O is the 15th, and that adds up to 24. And 2 + 4 = 6. So the vowel total is also a 6. The vowel total is a 6 for Britton. O is a 15th letter, so that has a value of 6. You got 3 O's and 2 in Robinson, 1 in Britton. So there's a great deal of number 6 energy with this caller. So this caller is definitely here to be a teacher, a counselor, a nurturer, a healer, and a rescuer. Someone who will be there to nurture and care for others. That is the number 6. Let's now add month, day, and year. 8 plus 15 is 23. And the year, 1 plus 9 plus 9 plus 0, adds up to 19. You with me, Daryl?
Yep, I'm listening. 19.
And we're going to add 19. We're going to add 19 to the month and day, which was 23.
Yep.
So we add 19 to 23, we get 42. And 4 plus 2 is 6. So there it is again, the number 6. Number
42.
Of,
mm-hmm.
The number of the servant. The greatest among you will be the servant. So I don't know if they are online or if they text you their birthday, but if they're listening, Britton, you are a great soul. You're here to teach, counsel, nurture, give advice, and to heal. And you also have what is called the professional artist vibration. Daryl, I get a lot of clients who tell me they want to sing, they want to dance, they want to paint for a living, and I tell them to keep their day job and do it for a hobby. It is not going to happen for them. But when the number 42 shows up, Daryl, this is the number of the professional artist. So, Britton, if you're listening and you have any ambitions to dance, write, or to express yourself in any artistic endeavor, maybe writing, many 42s write children's stories. If you have an inclination, I want to encourage you to follow that. To follow that, you can make it as a professional artist.
That's very interesting. Okay. And I'm
yes.
familiar with the individual. He doesn't aspire. I'm familiar with the individual. He doesn't aspire to any type of art form that I'm aware of. He doesn't play an instrument. But he appears to be kind of laid back, trying to find where he strikes me as someone trying to find himself. You know, what should he do? He's delved in different areas, and he just doesn't seem to understand what direction to go.
Represents the gift, which is, in this case, the number 6. And I've laid out several directions that are available to the number 6. It's a number of service, anything having to do with teaching, counseling, nurturing, giving advice, the professional arts, the rescue professions, that's the law, medicine, a wide array, as long as it gives a person an opportunity to be of service to others. This person is not limited in any way. Now, the name is the promise. The name is how we say we're going to use a gift. So the gift that this individual has is first gift is the 8, executive ability. So there's going to be a resistance to working for someone else. Eights want to start at the top. Then you have the number 15, which is service. And the year is a 19, which is leader of the people. Leader of the people, that's the number 19. So those are the gifts, executive ability, ability to serve, ability to lead others. And the name is a number 8. Britton is an 8, which matches the month, which will give a great deal of ambition. And the desire and the need to be the boss. That's the number 8. They like to control things and call the shots. The 35 is called the inheritance vibration.
Inheritance,
yes. And that implies income from unearned sources. You know, not having to work, but money still comes in. The last name is Robin. The last name is Robinson, and that's the number of abundance. There are a lot of famous people named Robinson. It's a 43. And the 43 is a symbol for abundance. 4 plus 3 is 7, so it's a very spiritual number as well. It may account for seemingly laid back. On the seventh day, God rested. So sevens crave and need time alone by themselves to connect with spirit.
Where does the 35 come from, Dr. Wright?
I would have to refer you to my website. That's craigewright.com. And if you click on the online class form, there's a conversion chart that's all about how to turn letters into numbers. Basically, it's based on the alphabet. A is 1, B is 2, C is 3. And in the case of any double digit, like the letter Z, the 26th letter, we just add the 2 and the 6. So Z would also be an 8. So for Britton, B-R-I-T-T-O-N, if I have that spelled correctly, B
yes.
is the second letter, so B is a 2. The letter R is the 18th letter. That's a double digit. We add 1 plus 8, so R is a 9. I is the 9th letter of the alphabet, already a single digit, so that's another 9. T is coming up. T is the 20th letter of the alphabet, so we add 2 plus 0, and we get 2. So after the 2 9s come 2 more 2s. The energy is really concentrated here, the number 2 and the number 9. The 29s, that's how they open up the show. Barack Obama was a 29. Michael Jackson was born on the 29th. And Britton's got all 2s and 9s so far. We're up to the O. O is the 15th. That's a 6. And N is the 14th letter of the alphabet. And 1 plus 4 is 5. So converting the name Britton into numbers, you have 2 plus 9 plus 9 plus 2 plus 2 plus 6 plus 5. And that's where the 35 came from.
Wow. So the name is a 35. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And 3 plus 5 is 8.
Well, I have one. I'm going to intervene. And that is near and dear for me is Mildred Clark. Rest her soul. Mildred Clark is 8929.
Okay. The number 8, power, authority, being the boss. The number 9 is a symbol for selfless giving. Selfless giving. Mother Teresa was a number 9. The numbers in her birthday add up to the number 9. And we always associate Mother Teresa as being very loving, very kind, very generous. As was Mildred with the number 9 birthday. I often counsel my clients, Daryl, that if they're in any type of danger and they're in a residential neighborhood, go to the number 9 address. The door is probably unlocked. So the number 9 is that open and that caring and that loving and that giving and that generous, almost to a fault. Now, the 9 is also associated with drama because of the story of Job. If you want to know about the number 9, if you're a listener and you're born on the 9th, 18th, or 27th, and you want to know the type of life experiences you're going to have, I recommend you read the story of Job in the scripture. To paraphrase, long story short, Job had a lot, lost everything, got it back tenfold. Got it back double, came back to him double. So the number 9 will rise only to fall, love only to lose. But if they can continue to maintain their faith and their patience, whatever the universe takes from them, it'll get it back. So when the 9 shows up, there can be a roller coaster ride at some point in your life. The year 1929 adds up to 21. 1 + 9 = 10, + 2 = 12, and 9 = 21. When we add it all together, 8 + 9 = 17, + 21 = 38. And 3 + 8 = 11.
So it is again.
The number 11. That's the theme for today's show. The number 11. Light, truth, wisdom. It's called the master teacher vibration. So 11s are here to be an example for the rest of us to follow. They're an example for what we all can be. So the 11 is called the master teacher. Many of them work in the classroom. But when you're a number 11, you are the lesson, the way you walk, the way you talk, the things that you purchase. Everything that you do is a lesson. So the 11s are God's example on earth as to what we all can be. As I mentioned before, Jesus was a number 11. There are those institutions that try to convince us and elevate him to a status beyond that which he claimed for himself. Jesus was quoted as saying, when asked about the miracles he did, these and greater things will you do. Challenge to us all. A challenge to us all to embrace and nurture and seek the Christ within us that is waiting to return. That's the return of Christ.
Wow.
So Martha would have embodied, so Mildred would have embodied those spirits, being an example for others, being a teacher, always positive, upbeat. The 38 is a number of abundance, abundant living.
How about the name?
Okay. The vowel totals are 14. The 14 gives communicative skills. Ability to communicate. In fact, as a 14, Mildred was here to deliver inspired messages to the world. To deliver inspired messages. That's the vowel total. It also gives the ability to write as well. The name Paul is a 14, and he wrote the letter to the Corinthians, which became part of a major part of the Bible. So 14s are great communicators and writers. So let's add it all up. M is a 4. I is a 9. L is a 3. The 2 D's are 4s. R is a 5. R is a 9, rather. And E is a 5. So that's 16, 29. The name is the same as the birthday, 38.
Eleven. Back to 11.
The theme for the night show. So when
yeah.
it matches, when you see a match like that, when the birthday and the name are so congruent, the birthday is God's part of the contract. We all have a contract with the Creator, just like the prophet Jeremiah. And the name is our part of the contract. So when they match, it means Mildred said, when she was still in spirit form, said, God, I want to be what you want me to be. There was complete harmony and agreement there between the gift and the promise. So you might say Mildred was on fire. It's a superstar.
Yeah. Yeah, she was that. That's my mom. She was definitely that. Wow, you hit that on the nose. Now, what does that mean, deliver expired messages?
Inspiring.
Oh,
not expired. Inspiring.
Inspiring.
Mildred could lift people up out of their depths. When Mildred spoke, she could lift them up. She could set them on fire.
Oh, you're
any,
so right.
Any interaction with her would just flash out any darkness that you had in your spirit, and she would just lift you up and get you up and moving and going. Inspiring messages, like Paul's letters to the Corinthians, did a lot to convert a lot of people.
Mm.
I'm glad you asked me about that.
Yeah, you hit that one, like I said, right on the head there. She was definitely inspiring. When she spoke, it was just powerful. I guess that's the word I would like to say.
No doubt
about
it.
Very, very powerful. Power behind her messages. Yeah, no question. And so when you say the name, well, the birth date is God's gift, right?
Yes, that is correct. And in Jeremiah 1, verse 5, it reads, "Before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee." So before we are formed in the womb, while we are still in spirit form, our natural state, before we are birthed, we have a contract. And we're not here by accident. There's work to be done. We came here for a specific reason, to experience conditions that will enable us to grow and reach our Christhood. That's the ultimate. That's where we are all headed, to these and greater things. That's where we are growing. And you get as much time as you need. There's no rush. You get as much time as you need. So, yes, the birth date is God's part of the contract. That's the part you can really hold on to when it says, well, Moses says, teach us to number our days so we can apply our hearts to wisdom. God's part of the contract is rock solid. The name is our part of the bargain, and we spend a lifetime struggling to achieve that, to keep our contract, to keep our part of the obligation. But God never fails. That gift is always there, waiting for us to awaken, grasp it, and use it.
So the gift is a given. It's unshakable. But that other part, the name part, well, that's something that we contracted, but we may break that. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes. Once we enter the flesh, we get spiritual amnesia. We forget all about that phase and say, ooh, I can see, I can taste, I can touch. Wow. And that array of physical senses is what we have to overcome or harmonize, exactly, deal with as we seek to fulfill our mission here on earth. And that's the challenge, to awaken and fulfill that promise, to become literally the living word.
So we got God's gift, and we got our promise in the name.
Yes. Yes, we have a contract. And
those,
the name, the letters in our name, the psalmist wrote, "Thy word is a light upon my path." Well, words are formed with letters. Words are created with letters. So the psalmist writes, "Thy word is a light upon my path." So the letters in our name are meant to instruct us, to guide us, to be a light on our path. Now, God hasn't just thrown us out here, although sometimes it feels that way. The key is to remember to define yourself from within, as opposed to allowing others to define you or define your world, to tell you what's good or what's bad. we get a lot of that. It starts in the family with parents, teachers, people trying to guide us to what they ascertain is best for us. Some of them well-meaning, some of them not well-meaning. I had counselors tell me my aspirations were too high when I was in high school. Who did I think I was? I was an overachiever. And all I wanted to do was the same thing the other little white boys in my class wanted to do. So some of the guidance we receive can be misguidance. But if you learn to number your days, you can apply your heart to wisdom. And that's not going to change. It's not going to deceive you. And it's symbolic of the Word of God. And that's how we can determine our gifts, our skills, and abilities and pursue that path. It's indicated by the letters in our name, and be assured success. Be assured success. In Jeremiah 29, verse 11, keeping with that same theme, Jeremiah 29, verse 11, for I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. So by getting in touch who you are spiritually, we can prosper. And that's what everybody wants to do. You don't run into too many people say, oh, I'm hoping to fail miserably with my life. Everybody wants to prosper. But the key is tapping into the contract and fulfilling your contract, utilizing your gifts, and doing your part in God's plan.
And that's where numbers really can be helpful because you can have an insight to identify what it not just been given to you as a gift, but what you have said you would like to do or what you're promising to do.
Yes, it's called the destiny number. Your destiny, why you're here. And basically, it's why you are here. It's what you came to do. Now, for those who are interested, I gave the reference to the website. You click on the online class form, but if you don't have access to that, the number 0 is a symbol for God in the beginning, the source, oneness. The number 1 is leadership. Everybody knows that one, especially in our culture. The number 2 is for cooperation and peace. Hold up 2 fingers. That's a peace sign. 3 stands for expression, youth, and abundance. 4 is work and orderliness. Barack Obama set things back in order, set up a firm foundation that the current administration and those that come after him are benefiting from, but he set everything up. The number 5 stands for freedom and change. 6, that's the number of the servant, responsibility and service. The number 7 is faith and wisdom. 8, money and power. The number 9 is selflessness. Then there are the master numbers, the 11, master of revelation, the master teacher. The 22 is called the master builder and globalist. The 33 is a master healer and universal service provider. That is the highest of all the sixes, the 33. 3 plus 3 is 6. 44 is the master liberator, the prophet, the speaker of truth. Martin Luther King Jr. was a 44, and so was Nelson Mandela. The master of divine will is the number 55. Master of universal joy is 66. Master of creative thought, 77. Master of divine knowing is 88. And the master of universal love is a number 99. That also was, the 44 was Nelson Mandela's birthday, and the 99 was his name. The master liberator, and the master of universal love. Everybody thought there was going to be a bloodbath when Nelson Mandela came into office. They thought it was going to be the big payback, but that was not the case because he was here to express universal love, which is what got him thrown in jail in the first place, trying to express universal love in an apartheid situation will get you thrown in jail.
Yeah, that's true.
And even worse here in America, when you're trying to express some universal love, things have gotten out of hand.
Yeah, that's interesting. You wouldn't think that statement would be true compared to, you know, South Africa, but I think it's proven itself.
Yeah, I also think it was interesting that Barack Obama was the 44th president, the 44th, which is the master liberator. The 44 is the prophet, the speaker of truth. So he was the 44th president. He definitely saved our bacon here in America.
Yeah, that's a very interesting point. Yeah, he was 44th. Very interesting.
And the number nine stands for drama. And now we have 45 sitting up at 1600. So 45 has not let us down every day when it comes to the drama.
Yeah, that's true. That is so true. The numbers speak for themselves. They absolutely do. It's true. It's so true. So very true. Before we close out, Dr. Wright, would you give us an insight into the month of August 2018?
Okay, we're in a number 20 year. 2 plus 0 plus 18 is 20. So we would add August is the 8th month. 8 and 20 is 28. Now, this is a number 1 vibration. 2 plus 8 is 10. 1 plus 0 is 1. So number 1 always stands for new beginnings and fresh starts. So we've exited the period of letting go. Now, we're just starting August, so there still may be a few things we need to release. But last month was all about letting go of the old. This month is about moving forward, something new. But we have to move forward cautiously. The number 28 is a symbol for contradictions, competition, surprises, and unusual events. Okay? If you're taking notes, I'll go back over that. Contradictions, competition. Okay, there's a competitive aspect this month, surprises, and unusual events. So August will offer many opportunities for fresh starts, new ideas. However, we must be prepared for unusual or unexpected events. So it's a month to proceed with caution. Finances can improve this month. It's a 28th. The 8 always stands for money. Finances could improve. The 2 stands for patience. So we want to be patient this month. But the competitive aspect suggests opposition this month. And this could result in losses through partnerships, the law, or placing too much trust in others. And that's the contradictory nature of the number 1, of this 28. It's like a good vibration for moving forward, but it also can bring losses through the wrong partnerships, or if you place too much trust in others. This is a number 1 month, which means we have to be self-reliant this month. Land and property dealings are favored under the number 28 and can bring unexpectedly good profits or surprising losses depending on the motives and the behavior of the people involved. The number 1 requires the highest of integrity, or it can lead to disasters. So that's the number 28. The 28 information about the number 28 can be found in the story of Joseph. People, like you say, people say, is this biblical? Is this something we should? Hello? These stories, most of the stories and most of the people in the Bible are symbolic of numbers, and Joseph is a 28. That's a guy who had a coat of many colors. He was loving and kind, and he trusted his brothers too much, and they threw him in a pit and sold him into slavery. But in the end, right-hand man, and when they were looking for food and sustenance during the drought, he was there to save them. So under the 28, that's that competitive aspect. That's a surprising, unusual event. But it can all turn out favorably depending on your original motives. And Joseph was pure at heart.
as you're saying, a lot of it, it could go either way depending on your
exactly.
your integrity. Yeah.
Exactly.
So move cautiously. The benefits could be great. Reckless movement with lack of integrity could cause some very challenging circumstances.
Yes, sir. You got it.
But it potentially will. Well, Dr. Wright, as always, we'd like to end with you sharing how someone can reach out and coordinate, collaborate, and connect with you.
Certainly. For anyone who's interested in more information, can visit my website at craigewright.com. That's craigewright.com. Or you can email your birth date to cr77ig@gmail.com. Daryl, I want to thank you again for the opportunity to share. And I always enjoy being a guest on your program.
Well, you're more than a guest, as I said at the top of the program. You're truly a treat, like a brother, a mentor, a friend, a colleague, and it's just a pleasure to have you when you take the time and join us and enlighten us, because it's always just that, an enlightening experience. So till the next time, I pray that all is well with you and yours, and you're kept well by the grace of God. And we'll look forward to talking with you the next time in the weeks ahead, Dr. Wright.
Okay, Daryl. Thanks again. God bless.
God bless. Well, that concludes our interview with Dr. Craig Wright, noted numerologist, and humanitarian. I would go remiss without saying that. Before we close this evening, though, we have a guest that was with us a couple of weeks ago, and his name is Raymond Nelson. You all probably remember. He is a PR officer of the organization of the Jamaican Organization of New Jersey, and we're in the midst of their 56th anniversary, and there's been so many things that he shared with us that has been going on, from concerts to parties in the park and flag raising. And so we're very, very, very blessed to have Mr. Raymond Nelson on the airwaves with us, and I'm going to ask him if he would share with us some things that are going on coming up. For our listeners that are tuning in, and if you're in the archives, you can still take advantage of many of these things as they're going to be coming up in the days and weeks ahead. Raymond, I believe you're in studio.
Yes,
are you there,
thank
Raymond?
Thank you. Yes, I'm here. Hey. Thank you very much, Carl. Good to be back with you, Doc. And I listened to the numerologist, and I must tell you that that is certainly intriguing, inspiring, and I was just saying, wow. I was wowed, you know. But thanks for that program as well.
You're welcome. You're beyond just a guest now. You're family, Raymond, and we're going to look forward to having you on time again and sharing your love with us and the things that you're doing in the community and beyond. So what's happening? Update us. I know that there were some really good things you've been doing in the past. I've heard nothing but good things. I heard I couldn't make it to the party in the park, but I heard it was a throwdown.
Oh, yes. It was a blast. And we had a good time. I think we have updated our website, if anyone is interested, which is jaonj.com, if you want to go there. And we might have updated it with some of the activities from the 21st of July. We had a blast. And the next item we have coming up is on Friday the 3rd in Patterson at City Hall. We're going to have a flag raising there as well. And that's the Passaic and Essex. They're joining together to do their flag raising up there. And on the the gala, which is the 56th Independence Gala in New Jersey, will be a really fabulous affair, you know, formal black tie affair, and we expect everybody to come out and join that if you can. It's $125, which is much cheaper than anywhere else you could go. And this is on Saturday, August 4th, from 7 to 11 p.m., and that at the Pines Manor Catering Center there at 2085 State Route 57 in Edison, New Jersey. That's at the Pines Manor. It's on Saturday, August 4th. Then on another day to remember is August 11th, right after that. On Saturday, August 11th, the Middlesex County Board of Chosen Freeholders will be having their flag raising, Jamaican flag raising, at 75 Bayard Street in New Brunswick, New Jersey. This happens at 9:30 a.m. in the morning. So it will be short and sweet, but we expect everyone out to join that as well if you can. Then we're going to skip down to the December 29th, which they're having our annual, I would say, New Year's Eve ball. It's a pre-New Year's Eve ball, and that's at the Imperial in Somerset, New Jersey. Unfortunately, the scheduled passport service and consulate visit on the 9th of August was postponed because there was some pending meetings in Jamaica for the consulate general. So she will be here at another time to be announced. But there's something happening here, and we're looking forward to everyone, all your listening audience. If you can't join us physically, go online and see the updates. I know you are related to somebody in New Jersey, connected to somebody in New Jersey, and let them go out and enjoy these fun-filled activities and be a part of the initiatives to help Jamaicans back home. Even as we connect here, and there's so much here in the community in terms of work that is being done to assist Jamaicans and their heritage here and promote the heritage here in the United States and in New Jersey. So thanks again for having us on. And if there are any questions, I would be happy to answer it right now.
Well, let me first get that website one more time. I want to post that. What is that website again, please?
jaonj.com.
All right, jaonj.com, and I'm going to mention that throughout in the weeks ahead as well. And we have a couple things going on. Tomorrow we have Patterson City Hall. Sayek and Essex are going to be doing a flag racing at the City Hall. This is in Patterson City Hall, Patterson, New Jersey, because I know we have some.
Yeah, 135 Market Street, yes.
And then the big gala on the 4th, which I know a lot of folks are looking forward to, at the Pines Manor, 2085 in Edison, New Jersey, Pines Manor. You Google that, that's not going to be a problem because it's one of the finer facilities in the area. I know that, having been to many there. And then, of course, the flag raising coming up. Is that Bayard Street?
Bayard Street, the flag raising on the 11th, Saturday, the 11th of August. That's 75 Bayard Street.
Right.
B-A-Y-A-R-D, yeah.
And then, of course, the New Year's Eve ball, which we'll be talking about a lot more before that comes up, but just so they can put that mentally on the mindset. Well, you know, Raymond, again, thank you for taking the time out. I know you got a busy schedule, and I don't know if you'll be able to make it over to the concert there that's going on. I know I'm going to try to make it.
I'm already in Plainfield, so I'm close by.
So maybe I'll get to see you there.
Break away from my meeting. Yes, thank you. I might see you there. Thank you.
Yes, that would be good. Well, Raymond, look, we appreciate you. I'm going to post on all of my address, my broadcast addresses, all of this information, and I'm encouraging everyone else to do so, whether you're listening live or in the archive, to do so as well, because this is all tying in with what Ms. Pat Fields said earlier about community involvement and uplifting the culture. It's critical that we uplift our culture. We're really all one culture, but we have to understand who we are and whose we are. It's just absolutely
yes.
critical. I like to quote a Martin Luther King quote, which I do about every month or two, and we'll kind of close on this one. And one of his, you know, he has 100 quotes, but one of his, Martin Luther King's quotes, one of my favorite quotes is, as such, in a real sense, all life is interrelated. All men are caught in an inescapable network of mutuality, tied in a single garment of destiny. Whatever affects one directly affects all indirectly. I can never be what I ought to be until you are what you ought to be. And you can never be what you ought to be until I am what I ought to be. This is the interrelated structure of reality. So my brother Raymond, I'm there. And I want to see you
yes, yes.
and your organization be all that you can be. Because if that's not the case, I can't be all that I'm to be. And we all need to think that way. And unfortunately, too many don't, but fortunately, enough do. So with that said, Brother Raymond, what a pleasure again. Looking forward to talking with you in the future and even perhaps seeing you a little bit later.
Thank you, Darrell, and Progressive News Weekly. Thanks for having us, the various participants today. And truly, we were well informed. We were being informed, but we were well informed, and I feel empowered and engaged. So thank you again for all the dialogue that happened today and for hosting.
My pleasure. My pleasure. We'll talk soon. Well, listeners, that concludes another edition. We're talking with Brother Raymond Nelson. He's the PR officer for the Jamaican Organization of New Jersey. Also known as John Jay, and they do such good benevolent work, and you'll need to go to that website, JAONJ.com. There's a lot of things going on, and we need to understand what's happening across our spectrum of cultures, because there's strength in that unity. And so with that said, we're going to close out. I just encourage you, if you would, don't be a secret agent. Tell someone about Progressive News Weekly. I love my secret agent, spy movies, and the like, but I'm not looking to be a secret agent. So don't you be a secret agent. Don't keep Progressive News Weekly up under the bed. You know, it says if you got a candle, you know, put it high where those can see it. Share Progressive News so that we can grow in strength and power. It's not many independent radio programs that are national that can truly make a difference, that's standing up for that which is in our best interest. And in order for us to keep going, we must be in unity, understanding that there's strength in that. So with that said, I'm giving you peace and love. No matter what you say, it's nothing you can do about it. And I appreciate the love and peace that comes back. God bless you. Tell someone that you do love that you love them, because you don't know what the next moment or the next day holds. I'm going to close out with one of my favorite little bumper tunes, and this is a good one as we encourage everyone to go out to the John Jay event that we just heard Raymond speak of. I just can't speak enough about, you know, what they're doing. So in light of that and the concert that's going on in the park this evening, and I'm sure across America there are concerts. I remember back in the day when I was back in Cleveland and I lived in Columbus and different parts of the country, there was always some parties going on in the park. So let's get out. Let's take the children out. Let's enjoy, right, the life that we've been blessed with, and try to encourage and help someone else to enjoy that that life as well, because it does come back. It does come back for us. Again, we will just give a little love. Just a little love. This is Oz Wide.